Just after 11 one March night a few years ago, 30-year-old Marcus Sykes used a pistol during a botched carjacking in an Indianapolis liquor store parking lot. When one of his victims recognized him, he fled. But like a criminal in a hackneyed whodunit, he decided to return to the scene of the crime and was promptly arrested. This was not Sykes' first run-in with the law or handguns. 12 years earlier, he committed 2 robberies, also with a pistol, and stole a car. He spent 4 years in prison. A few years later, Sykes was driving down the road one night without his headlights on. When a police officer tried to pull him over, he stepped on the gas and led cops on a chase that toured the wrong side of the road, people crowded yards, a fence, and the back of a house. He returned to jail. After this latest botched stick-up, he was heading there again for what looked to be a maximum of 10 years. But Congress passed the Armed Career Criminal Act. It established a 15-year minimum for defendants convicted of unlawful possession of firearms who have 3 previous violent felony convictions. For Congress, a violent felony includes burglary, arson, and extortion. But the law also states that conduct that, quote, presents a serious potential risk of physical injury to another, unquote, is a violent felony. Sykes' sentencing judge found that his 2003 flight from police counted as just such a violent felony, qualifying him for this 15-year sentence. An appeals court agreed, and the case made its way to the Supreme Court for a final determination on this question. A 6-justice majority upheld the lower court opinion. Justice Kennedy noted that there was no question that Sykes' particular flight from police was violent. The question was whether, as a category, Sykes' behavior falls under the heading of violent felony. The court compared taking police on a chase with other of the enumerated crimes in Congress's short list. Quote, a criminal who takes flight and creates a risk of this dimension takes action similar in degree of danger to that involved in arson, which also entails intentional release of a destructive force dangerous to others, unquote. The majority opinion is perfectly justifiable. But what was interesting about this case was the makeup of the dissenters, 2 liberals and 1 conservative. Justice Kagan, in a dissent joined by Justice Ginsburg, attacked the majority's reasoning on a specific Indiana statute. She noted that vehicular flight in Indiana comes in varieties and is punished accordingly. Sykes was not convicted of aggravated, but rather simple vehicular flight, not involving aggressive or dangerous activity, and therefore was not guilty of a violent felony. But Justice Scalia attacked the Armed Career Criminal Act itself, noting that this was the 4th time in as many years that the court had to figure out what Congress meant with this one clause. The other crimes the court had to consider as violent felonies for the purposes of this act were attempted burglary, DUI, and failure to report to prison. Scalia declared enough already. The court should rule the clause void for vagueness. Quote, fuzzy leave the details to be sorted out by the court's legislation is attractive to the congressman who wants credit for addressing a national problem, but does not have the time or perhaps the votes to grapple with the nitty-gritty. In the field of criminal law, at least, it is a time to call a halt. Unquote. In short, if Congress meant a car chase to qualify as a violent felony, it should have written as much into the act. In any event, Sykes will be out of jail by 2021, by which point the court, at its current pace, will have given us another 10 crimes that either do or do not qualify as violent felonies. So then he'll know for sure. I'm Travis McDade.